The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And good Thursday, 1 minute after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time. For those of you dialing us up here this morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning,
morning. Yeah, I got to do my nutty professor, you know, clump. yeah, you just never know what's going to happen on this show. We got the Independence Day sale going on all week long, 10% off site-wide, excluding dropship products. And, of course, you don't have to sit there and fidget with promo codes and stuff because we've already done all that for you. Orego's gummies are now back in stock, as is the Duraflow water filter replacement via dropship orders. So those of you who need the replacement water filter for your Duraflows, we've got it. And of course, we have a listen-only line for the Power Hour, 631-359-8232. We appreciate your making donations to the Power Hour or making purchases at the Power Mall. Many of you have been listening to the show and haven't been doing that. Shame on you. You got to go to thepowerhour.com and click on the Support Us tab or call Jay at 877-817-9829. Speaking of Jay, she's going to be joining us on the show at the top of next hour to give you a little insight as to how things work around here. Should be interesting because a lot of people you don't understand, or maybe you just, you know, I was just having a conversation with our board op about the cost of running shortwave. The electricity alone to run shortwave for one channel of shortwave. Because, I mean, you understand something, they are beaming this stuff worldwide. And so it costs a lot of money to generate the kind of, you know, juice and signal that they're putting out. And that's just one channel. WWCR, who we're on, they've got four channels. So do the math. And now you know why, you know, we're in flux on the shortwave channel right now. Because people just are not shopping at the Power Mall and they're not making donations. So, you know, we have business decisions we have to make here. And those are things that have been discussed on an ongoing basis, trying to figure out. I know everybody's like, oh, don't turn off the shortwave. Well, how about buying from the Power Mall? I mean, that helps. Oh, I don't have time for that. Sure you do. You want to listen? What happens when all of a sudden you turn on 7.490 and we're not there? Somebody else might be. Who knows? They have to sell the channel to keep themselves afoot. It's a business decision. I mean, if you all run a business, you should know that. Electricity is one of those expenses. I mean, you run your house, right? Don't you have to pay an electric bill every month? Well, those of you living off grid don't. You understand the concept of that. But see, it costs you money to live off grid. You had to pay something to get solar or whatever the case may be, your little hydroelectric dam or whatever. You had to pay for that so that you could generate electricity. Everything is based on a business decision in this day and age. You and I both know that. I do not have a stupid audience here listening to the show. I have one of the smartest audiences on record listening to the show, and God bless you for that. So, you know, here's the thing, too. We had J.D. Rucker on the show yesterday. And a lot of you called up. And J.D. Rucker is now, I remember I said about J.D. Rucker, I told him right there on the show, you need to be a partner here in the Power Mall. Well, guess what? He's going to be. J.D. Rucker and whole cow freeze-dried beef. In other words, when you order, it's not beef crumbles. These are freeze-dried steaks and chunks of tenderloin. I mean, we're talking filet mignon chunks here, freeze-dried. And so we're going to set up a website called powerhourbeef.com. So those of you that are screaming, where's the beef? Remember that old lady? She got paid a lot of money to do that. And I'm not getting paid a lot of money to say that, but I just like to poke fun at old commercials. three old ladies, where's the beef? Yeah, you remember that. I'm not dating myself because that was, what, an 80s commercial? But the thing is, Power Hour Beef will be on live, and you can place your orders online. If you don't have internet or prefer that we place the order for you, you can call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829, and we'll do it for you, okay? So you can have the beef. We have a beef with you. If you don't want to call an order, then we're going to have a beef with you. I have to bring that up. Play on words, you know, very punny. We also have other partners besides whole cows. We have Lion Energy. We have OptiVita Hemp Products. Yep. No, it's not pot. Lion Energy, OptiVita Hemp Products, Sauna Space, The Grow Network, James McCanney Water Filters, My Pillow, Butterfly Essential Oils, Star West Botanicals, Flag Connections, EMF Rocks. And if you happen to buy any of these products directly from them by clicking on the Partners tab, make sure you take 5 minutes to call us up or email us to let us know at thepowerhour@gmail.com. You go to the support at thepowerhour.com. That's the address I was looking for. Top of mind. Oh, yeah. And email us and let us know that you bought from them so we can make sure we get credit, all right? Because if we don't, if you don't tell us that you did this and we don't get credit, that means that's one less help that we're not getting. And our partners are committed to reimbursing us for the referral. So, yeah, we get a spiff. How do you think we stay on the air? It's a business decision. The Power Mall and the Power Hour both have newsletters that you can sign up for simply by going to the tab on each of those websites, newsletter tab, and clicking on it. And you can sign up for that. Now, a lot of you do not have internet. I get it. You don't believe in it. You're like my folks before they passed. They didn't want internet. I offered to buy them a computer so we could do FaceTime and all sorts of other stuff. Nope, don't want anything to do with it. We're just at way past our comprehension. I'm not going to learn a new thing. Yep, the old dog, new tricks thing. You know, nope, they weren't interested in that. We want to just go on living with our life. Okay, Mom, here, have another highball. You know, that's the way it is. Some people just don't want to be bothered with it. I get it. Some people, like our listeners, it's not that they don't want to be bothered with it. It's that they don't want the government monitoring every little thing they do. And just remember, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean you're not being followed. Understand, some of the news stories I've got today very clearly indicate that's what's happening. And with this artificial intelligence coming on board, holy smokes. Wait till you hear that news story. Woo-hoo, hello. That'll wake you up. $269, I know, that's an investment, right? But that's the cost of a one-time purchase of RickSatelliteUSA.com. And if you can use it, that is, you've got to call Rick by phone. Rick Kaler is at 816-228-1801. And we've got multiple channels that you can listen to on both radio and TV channels on Galaxy 19, right? And so you have to make sure you can point it to the south. And in order to do that, you can go on RickSatelliteUSA.com or call Rick directly in the beautiful city of Blue Springs, Missouri, and talk to him about it before you buy. All right? He'd be happy to answer all the questions you need answered before you make a business decision to do it, because that's another way to listen to the Power Hour. As far as I know, we're not going anywhere, but We want to try our darndest to keep shortwave at 7.490 on. But it's a business decision based on finances if we have to make it go away. Now, I know you don't want it to go away, but if you're not making purchases at the power hour or the power mall, what do you want? This is like the cake and eat it too syndrome. You know, in this day and age with the economy sucking wind, you can't have it both ways. I mean, we know that. I just don't know if you know that. That's why Power Hour J is going to come on and talk about this stuff. In the top news stories, today's top five, the Supreme Court, as you know, has ruled about the situation with this web designer and basically upheld, this is 303 Creative versus Alanis. This is a decision upholding every American's freedom of speech. Well, apparently the left doesn't like it. Because in the last week, despite this Supreme Court victory in favor of the website graphic artist who is Christian Lori Smith, a website designer in Colorado, who, of course, like they came after the baker, they'll go after the butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker because they didn't want to cater to some same-sex marriage and set up a website for a same-sex couple. And so they sued her and they lost. And so this last week, Lori Smith is reporting that people are emailing, blasting, calling, making horrific statements to her, like, I hope you get raped. They want to burn my house down. They call up and say, I know where you live. They want to come and kill me and my family. So she has a security team monitoring all of the comments that are coming in. Very closely. They're taking this seriously. Because, see, this is what the left does when they lose, is they get radical and they make death threats. Now, see, here's where if you say something that they don't like, now all of a sudden, this is why we have the right to keep and bear arms. If I was Lori Smith, I'd be sitting there with a sidearm right there next to myself and go ahead, come on over, see what happens. Idiot. Come on over. You want to make a death threat? Come on over. See how far you get. You won't get past the front door. I'll put a freaking bullet in your head. You know, it's, you know, she can't say stuff like that because, see, that's a death threat. But see, when you got Florida Sheriff Grady Judd out there saying, if the left comes to your door and kicks your door in, blow them away. I mean, what do you think? We got it coming from both directions. This is such a big, confusing argument out there. No, we don't advocate violence on the show, but understand the way people are thinking these days. I got to defend myself. These nutballs are going to come to my door and try and harm me. What am I supposed to do? And what happens if they do what they did to Marjorie Taylor Greene and swat her a couple of times to where in the middle of the night, you've got SWAT teams coming to her door, you know, and it's a good thing she didn't bring her gun with her when she went to the door to answer it. Because you know what would happen then, because they gear up for this sort of thing. So it's kind of crazy, this entire scenario and how it works. But you got to understand that when the Supreme Court makes a decision the left doesn't like, this is what we get. And now they're threatening the web designer. You know, they did this to the baker too. Threatened him as well. You know, they can't let bygones be bygones. If the court said this, oh, no, you can't have that, you know. And then you have all these people the DOJ is protecting marching up and down in front of Kavanaugh's house. And then we had an attempted murder going after Supreme Court justice, and the DOJ does nothing. So, you know, this is why we the people have to start thinking outside the box. And deciding, okay, how's this going to work? Because this is what they're thinking. You know, this is how the average person that's getting death threats is thinking. I got to do something to protect myself and my family. Somebody is threatening to come to my house and kill me. What am I going to do? Oh, come on in. Yeah, have at it. You know, who in their right mind calls up and wishes that somebody would be raped? That is freaking immoral. It's crazy. But they do it because they can get away with it, because the DOJ isn't going to do one damn thing to prosecute people like that, because we have a dual system of justice in this country now. You know, just like all of what's going on with that cocaine in the White House. Yeah. Now, I mean, even Donald Trump came out and says, hey, you know what? Yeah, you just look at the security cameras and you'll see who's bringing coke in the house. I mean, he's accusing the Bidens of doing coke in the White House. Wow. Yep. Hunter, did you bring another thing in here? Come on, man. Bring in some more coke. Yeah. Federal agents investigating former President Trump's connection to classified materials told a federal judge who signed the search warrant for his Florida estate last year they were concerned that the whereabouts of some documents were unknown, according to a new court filing. A less redacted version of the search warrant affidavit made public yesterday indicated the DOJ became concerned after they viewed security camera video from Mar-a-Lago that they obtained from Trump's company. And why is all this happening? Well, because the judge wants more information released. And of course, on the afternoon of Friday, before arguably one of the busiest holiday weekends in America, the Biden administration issued a memo announcing that due to national security concerns, it was going to postpone the release of certain classified documents relevant to JFK's assassination. Of course, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. took issue with that, whining and complaining that they needed to release all of it, and saying, the fact you put it out when you did before the holiday suggested a cover-up. Oh, wow. Tit for tat. It's what it is. On this week, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, that's the most liberal circuit in the nation, they ruled that a law prohibiting the recording of individuals without their explicit consent is unconstitutional. The law prohibiting the recording of individuals is unconstitutional. It violates the First Amendment. This is James O'Keefe, former CEO of Project Veritas, and the Project Veritas Action Fund filed a lawsuit in Portland, Oregon 3 years ago, arguing the law in Oregon violates the U.S. Constitution, particularly in the context of undercover investigative journalism. In other words, he has the right to record whether they know it or not. And see, in some states, recording without explicit consent is against the law. And the Supreme Court, you know, or Ninth Circuit, rather, in their jurisdiction, handed down, now you watch, they're going to take this all the way up. They ruled that prohibiting that recording of individuals is unconstitutional. Just so you know. I don't want anybody to be confused about that. The law says that you got to tell the other side you're recording them. He says that's wrong. The court agreed. The Supreme Court has spoken on the constitutionality of using affirmative action in higher education admissions, and a watchdog group out there, Students for Fair Admissions, one of the plaintiffs in the lawsuits against Harvard and University of North Carolina, said that they're going to be watching you to make sure that you uphold what the Supreme Court ruled. So you start this affirmative action stuff again after the court just ruled that you can't do that, we're going to turn you in.
That's our top five news stories. Marie, Lou, Mayor.
Yeah, in world news, Alexander Lukashenko says he doesn't expect the private military company to cause any trouble. We're talking about the Wagner troops. They could be used to defend Belarus after they relocate from Russia, where they took part in a failed revolt last month. Military personnel attached to Evgeny's Prigozhin's private military company are being transferred to the country subject to certain conditions that they can be deployed instantly if they're needed to defend the state. Russia and Ukraine, of course, have been pointing fingers at each other. You know this Ukrainian power plant? Zaporizhia nuclear power plant? ZNPP, for those of you who want to keep it simple. And what they're doing, they're accusing each other, they're pointing fingers of plotting an attack on the power plant, which would basically amount to another Chernobyl. And that would definitely affect both countries. And a certain radius, like 50 to 75 miles or kilometers or whatever measurement of distance you want to use. Tit for tat again, folks. Hasn't happened. It was supposed to happen yesterday, but it didn't happen. You see how they like to manipulate, and the media, of course, you know, they have a field day with it. Oh, let's report on that. That sounds interesting. It's a maybe, but hey, it's worth putting it out there. Yeah, let's scare the hell out of everybody in Ukraine and Russia. You know, yeah, it's a tit for tat. Yeah, they're quick. Evacuate everybody from the plant. They're going to blow it up. See, that's how stuff gets started. And the rumor, one thing leads to another, leads to another. It's just nutty. A parents' organization was reportedly prevented from opening a bank account with Metro Bank over opposition to allowing children to undergo life-altering transgender medical procedures. This is the British banks now doing this, banning customers for their political views. So welcome social credit scoring to Britain. They were doing this to Nigel Farage, too. You know, the guy that engineered Brexit. One of the spearheaders of the Brexit over there. Yeah. Okay, now for those of you who want to know how the oinkers are affecting our food consumption, we have an article in our email blast for those of you who are interested remotely. You like pork? I'm not talking about the legislation that they spend excess amounts of money in Congress like a drunken sailor in a whorehouse. I'm talking about how China is destroying American farmland, especially in the state of North Carolina. This is the home of more than 2,000 large-scale hog farms, primarily clustered in the rural eastern region of the state. More than 200 of them are owned by, are you ready for this name? If you don't know it already, you will. Smithfield Foods, the largest pork producer in the world. I have since stopped buying Smithfield anything, bacon, tenderloins, anything that's got Smithfield's name on it, you would be wise to get rid of it. Because in 2013, Smithfield was sold to the WH Group, a Chinese pork conglomerate, accused of feeding its hogs illegal chemicals. And now you're buying it, right? Oh, Smithfield, it's got to be good. It's American made. No, it's not. It's run by a Chinese company, and you don't know whether or not they're injecting mRNA in that pork. So you want to know what they're doing and contaminating this pork with all sorts of stuff to make you sick or kill you. Go ahead. Keep buying Smithfield. You know, Smithfield was an attractive acquisition because the cost of raising pork in North Carolina is about half of that of raising them in China. Due to what? Lax environmental protections. In China, hog farmers have to pay for wastewater treatment, digester systems to convert manure into a natural gas, and odor control to shield nearby residents from the stench. Not in North Carolina. Yeah. And especially in the morning. Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. Whew! Do you get a whiff of that? Boy, if you live downwind from a Smithfield farm, now you know why. Thought we'd let you in on that. This is China, folks, running the show. Don Trump's Jr.'s Australia tour has been postponed due to unforeseen circumstances after a petition to deny him a visa toppled 21,000 signatures. Yeah, that's what they collected. Seems America's not the only country making it difficult for the Trumps, according to Turning Point Australia event organizers. And of course, because of the fact that Trump canceled the tour, one of the left-wing labor government officials there made a public sneer at big baby Donald Trump Jr. over the canceled tour because they were delaying his visa. You see, the government can do that too. They can play tit for tat. We'll have a little something, something about going out and making sure you got your passports, taking longer to get them here in the United States for those of you that want to travel abroad. For God's sakes, I don't know why. Chinese electric car maker BYD announced that it's going to invest $620 million to build new electric vehicle industrial complex in Brazil, a dramatic expansion of its operations in Latin America. Yeah, this is how China's going to invade the U.S. France has fallen, according to the news headlines. 1,000 buildings burnt, 5,600 vehicles destroyed, 3,300 arrests. The government vows to crack down on free speech. And so, and not only that, a man was killed by a flashbang grenade in Marseille. And a lot of the people that are coming in to protest the killing of a 17-year-old driver, Nahel, are from out of the country. Sound familiar? Yeah, you remember what happened with George Floyd and all the people showing up in cities from outside those cities that don't even live there, don't even live in the state. They're coming from other states to riot and burn buildings. And what did our DOJ do? What did Chlamydia Harris do? Oh, she wanted to start up a fund, bond fund, to get these people out of jail. They were condoning burning buildings and arson. The government was condoning all of it. They were basically allowing and giving carte blanche freedom to all these protesters to go and burn down police precincts. I mean, look at the facts. They did nothing to these people. But over in France, they're cracking down. 3,300 people arrested. Let's see what if they end up in a French prison. They're not fun. And of course, as you know, in U.S. news here, Trump said the security tapes would quickly find the White House cocaine smuggler. The drug was found in the West Wing, purportedly. Trump, by the way, has raked in more than $35 million in fundraising during the second quarter of this year, according to his campaign. Not to be outdone, Adam Schiff, Mr. Russia, Russia, Russia against Trump, announced as his in his Senate race in California, his campaign has raised $8.1 million so far in the second quarter. I guess people in California want to elect pathological liars to the Senate. Really? Yep, he wants to take Dianne Feinstein's place. People are going to get so sick of him in the Senate. As soon as he opens his mouth and starts lying to people, they're going to... See, you only have 100 people in the Senate. In Congress, you got 435 alleged brain deads. In the Senate, you got 100. They don't care. Anyway, got more news coming at you after the bottom of the hour break here in the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Thank you so much for joining us this hour. No, it's not radical discussion. It's something you need to be paying attention to. We'll be back with more of it after these words. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients, such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time here on a Thursday. Dave Krieger with you, and I'm holding in my hot little hand right here. I know you can't see it unless you're watching us streaming live on the internet, but it's a Joyce Riley commemorative coffee mug, Knowledge is Power coffee mug with the Power Hour logo on the back. And of course, yes, it's empty. It's my demonstrator model right here. And of course, $100 donation to the Power Hour to keep us on shortwave will get you one of these coffee mugs. So why aren't you calling the Power Hour and ordering one? This is what keeps us on the air, folks. Nothing's free these days. Got to pay for that shortwave. Understand also, President Biden, that's what he calls himself, nitwit, more like it. His Department of Homeland Security allowed an illegal alien on the FBI's terrorist watch list to board a domestic flight after releasing him into the U.S., according to a federal probe. Can you believe that? Yeah. There was a man convicted of raping and impregnating a 9-year-old Columbus girl was sentenced to life in prison on Wednesday with the possibility of parole after serving 25 years. Remember that case, Gerson Fuentes, 28-year-old undocumented immigrant from Guatemala living in Columbus, Ohio, changed his plea from not guilty to guilty in court, arrested last year and charged with 2 counts of rape after authorities say he raped the unidentified minor. Well, you see, this is a common thing. It's going to happen. It's going to ramp up. the suspect in the July 3rd mass shooting in Philadelphia that left five people dead has been charged with murder. Prosecutors announced today, or yesterday rather, Kim Brady Carricker. He's 40 years of age, black male, arrested on the day of the shooting, but we just are now learning of his identity. Was arraigned on murder and other charges yesterday. That's when we found out who he was.
What you talking about, Willis?
Yep. There you go again. I'm not being racist here. Is it stereotypical? I don't know. Look at the major cities and tell me who's carrying the guns and doing the shootings. The gangbangs and the drive-bys. Hold on. Let me put on my Notorious B.I.G. Hypnotized record. Yeah. Let me put that on. You can all sit up there and chuck a jive and sandwich each other on the dance floor. How about that? You know, this is the thing. We got to look at what the statistics say. Then you got MSNBC's Joy Reid on a readout show. I wouldn't go out on July 4th because America's awash with guns. Oh, gee darn, Joy. Ooh, boo, frickety hoo. Yeah, okay, Joy, you're a nitwit too. Joy, do you have a gun? What's your problem, Joy? You wouldn't go out on the bike. Oh, that was a firecracker. Joy, it was an M80, not a gunshot. Boy, you really are flipped out, aren't you? See, they're all radical, and this is why, you know, the media's got to hang on to stuff like this because it creates controversy. Former Maryland gubernatorial candidate Dan Cox said somebody falsely filed paperwork in his name to run for his state's 6th congressional district. He has not filed. And, of course, they reported it to the Federal Election Commission for fraud, according to what Cox wrote on Twitter. Republican Ken Paxton, who was suspended as Attorney General of Texas following his impeachment by the GOP-controlled state house, is not planning to testify at his Senate trial. Of course, his attorney, Tony Busby, his lead attorney, said the whole thing was a kangaroo court in the Texas House, and he's not going to dignify a legal house action by testifying. And of course, now here's the interesting thing before we go to the phone lines. If you're planning a summer getaway outside of the country, make sure you get your paperwork in order sooner than later. According to the State Department, oh, blinking a nod, said if you're going to sail the ocean blue, you better apply for your passport because they issued last year 22 million passports. 2023 is on track to break that record, according to Wink and Blink and a Nod. Gee, you think that people might be wanting to leave America for a reason? Maybe they're going to go explore other countries to go move to. You never know. And it takes, right now, the standard processing time for a passport is 10 to 13 weeks. And an expedited request, which costs more money, takes about 7 to 9 weeks, which doesn't include mailing time, which can take up to 2 weeks each way. So, you know, the summer season, everybody wants to go and, you know, why? I don't understand why you want to throw all your money away with the economy the way it is. George in Canada. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. But just to run with your ball a little bit, the safest place that I can remember that I ever was at a Rochester gun show in the States. And it was just like, you know, you were in Candyland. With a whole bunch of very sane, reasonable, and responsible persons that you never knew before. And it was quite the experience. So, you know, all this rhetoric aside from these losers, it's all garbage and propaganda by and large. You know, it's just like that things Obama did there, Fast and Furious, where they gave guns to drug dealers. And two U.S. Border Patrol agents were shot with them so they could try to track them. And, you know, there was also a few Mexican cops killed with these guns. So the state is usually the villain in most of these things. It was, you know, the old saying I used to use all the time, you had the murder mystery, the butler did it. Well, first thing you got to ask when something happens is the government did it. And then eliminate them as a suspect first. And then you'll probably not eliminate them as a suspect. Dr. Peter McCullough put out a paper to The Lancet. It's still in review, but it's published to read online, a systemic review of autopsy findings and deaths after COVID-19 vaccination. And what he and Dr. Alexander and Dr. Trozzi, who I know, came up with is that 14 days post-vax, if you die, 74% of the time the vax did it. The biggest reason is cardiovascular issues. So the truth is out. It's been out probably for a long time and just denied by this media that's sentencing us to death. But, you know, another paper, he put out complications from double mastectomies performed on normal young people. And I'm telling you, you know, the photograph that comes with this, it looks like somebody took a chainsaw to this person's chest, you know, for how mutilated it is.
Are you talking about Elliot Page here?
I didn't even look at the name. The picture was bad enough, and I didn't want to throw up my breakfast. But, you know, it was just absolutely horrendous. So, you know, I don't know if he picked one at random or something like this, but mutilating your body is a very serious psychiatric disorder. Some people just do it a little bit. Some people want to do it a lot of it. But, you know, to acknowledge that this is somehow, you know, a normal rite of passage in life is absolutely ludicrous, but primarily a symptom of an ungodly society, because we're created for what God wants us to be, not what we want to be. And the other side always wants us to make us be the opposite of what God wants us to be. Not necessarily gender, but just in your role or your abilities, to burden you down, trip you up, knock you into the mud, and make it look like it's a victory of some sort or another, instead of raising you up to be all that you can be, which is basically what America is supposed to be all about. And then, you know, in the Ukraine stuff, Medvedev made a, you know, very powerful statement yesterday that was sent to me. And, you know, he said very clearly in his negotiating stance here, you will give us a treaty or we will give you Hiroshima. And those are very powerful words that should shake the foundation of the warmongers, who are the branch COVIDian overall, to realize they're barking up the wrong tree there. And I did tell you last week about, you know, going fishing. Well, Britain went fishing. They closed the East Coast under a NOTAM notice, so notice to air people and mariners to stay out of a large swath of the ocean, because they spent 15 hours looking for one of those Poseidon torpedoes. I guess the Belgorod sailed by and they just wanted to make sure it didn't leave anything in its trail. Whether they found one or not, I don't know, but they took it very, very seriously. And I guess in America, if Belgorod gets here, they'll snort more coke, but nobody's going to be looking for the torpedoes, because maybe they're working for the other side anyway, at least the devil side. But that thing there with Prigozhin, that was a fake. You know, anybody plays sports know about a deke or a fake or something like that, how you move a ball, a puck or whatever across the field, is you got to make it look like you're doing something else. Russia moved 180,000 troops during that. That, you know, they just figured that out now. I would expect it right off the get-go that this was a fake, because he walked away. Like, you know, there's no way you're going to challenge, you know, the deep, dark, evil Putin and live to tell about it or walk away from it. And then to reset him up in another country to be an effective military force again is almost a joke. And on the lighter side, for courts in the Ukraine, for people who are taking their cases for conscription to court, some guy blew up the courthouse. Sounds like that incident you had there in an election down there in Tennessee. Was it Athens, Tennessee? And they dragged out the scum dogs that were, you know, rigging whatever trials and things there, and took them out in the street for a good beating or something like that. The ultimate perpetrator blew himself up in a washroom. And, you know, I guess he'll never be brought to any kind of justice. But very, very poignant episode. It kind of reminds me about 1776, when you had enough and, you know, you give me liberty or you give me death, that becomes a factor, that people in the Ukraine have reached that point. And I know Dr. McCullough's associate, Mr. Leake, he put out a thing for July 4th, and it's very poignant, too, about two of your founding fathers were in discussion, because they're committing treason, about what's going to happen to you. So I forget their names off the top of my head, but one was a big, big, heavy guy, and he said, well, when they hang me, I'll go pretty quickly. It'll take a minute or two, but you're very light, and you'll swing on that rope for 10, maybe 12 minutes. But it didn't deter them in the slightest.
they realized something had to be done, and they were going to do it. And that kind of spunk is what America's all about. Don't ever lose it. Don't ever give it up. Don't ever be afraid of it. Don't ever apologize for it. Be proud of it, because that's what's going to turn this tide and take the country back. And the whole world will follow in the wake. So God bless you all, Americans, and keep up the good fight.
Well, we appreciate that, George Freund. Thank you so much. George, of course, a former guest host on the show. So appreciate that. God bless you too, sir, for all the work you're doing. His website is conspiracy-cafe.com. In the economy and business section, U.S. factory orders fell into negative territory for the first time since October of 2020. I told you that the commercial shoe was going to drop. This is the start of it. U.S. manufacturing sector is suffering a slowdown right now. Orders for U.S. manufactured goods declined by a point year over year in terms as far as the month of May. Well, this is the first time in 31 months the gauge has dipped below zero. And the closer we get to the 2024 presidential election, the more the economy is slip-sliding away, according to economist Anthony Sanders, former director of research in the mortgage-backed securities, asset-backed securities at Deutsche Bank. I call them Deutsche Bank. I keep telling attorneys, and I keep saying Deutsche Bank when I'm talking about them, because some attorney will go into court and he'll be suing Deutsche Bank, and he'll say Deutsche Bank in court, and the judge will go, excuse me? And the attorney will go, oops, sorry, Deutsche Bank. You know, I mean, you think that the securitization thing would have taken hold, but no. Jeff in North Carolina, thanks for holding.
Hey, good morning, Dave. Hope you're well today. You just got me laughing a little bit with that Deutsche Bank. I've never heard that one before. That's good. That's good.
Oh, I use that in all my classes. Yeah, when I'm teaching people, and I'm talking about, because see, Deutsche Bank is always getting sued for something by someone because their securitization process. They're a trustee on a lot of these securitized trusts and people. They're trying to foreclose and getting away with it because the judge is, of course, well, we can't hurt the banks. So Deutsche Bank gets whatever they want. And that's just what I call them, because literally they're flushing America like a douche. That's why I call them Deutsche Bank. So, you know, that's what douches are for, is to flush, is to clean out the system. And that's exactly what they're doing. So, hey, you know, call them as you
exactly
see them.
What they're doing.
Yep.
Yeah, call them as you see them. Yeah. Well, hey, I wanted to tell you, you know, obviously you've talked to me a few times. I'm in North Carolina, you know, and I just found out about that Smithfield situation not too long ago. I shared that with a few friends. I mean, here's the whole thing, Dave. You know, you really don't know what they're injecting those animals with, really.
No, you don't. mRNA.
And you know, the stuff is probably, I don't even look at the prices on half the stuff, but I'll tell you what though, we went to Walmart not too long ago, and I was wanting to pick up some T-bone steaks. And my wife goes over there, look and tell me how much those are. Okay. We got to go over there. Two T-bone steaks were $45. $45. And then I went and looked at the pork products, and they were like hardly nothing compared to that, you know?
Uh-huh.
I mean, my God, $45 for two T-bone steaks.
Yep. Welcome to
sure,
the world.
But they sure want to push the pork out and stuff like that out to you, you know, for cheap price, you know.
See, the big thing is you're going to have to find, because I can't even trust, I don't buy beef at Walmart. I don't shop for beef at Walmart because, you know, you got to go to a reputable butcher. You got to find a butcher somewhere that is selling sides of beef and buy the side, because you're not going to pay that kind of money for a side of beef. Wow. That's a lot. And I get it, the fact that pork is so cheap, especially North Carolina. But, you know, can you risk eating it? This is a problem that we're all having right now. Jeff, I appreciate your input this morning, sir. You have a blessed day. Tim in Michigan, go ahead.
Down in East Palestine, Ohio, when all that dioxin was being set on fire, which way did all that stuff flow? Didn't it flow up into Canada, up Toronto, area?
It all blew that direction. I mean, the jet stream takes it where it takes it.
And then they turned right around and started that whole forest on fire, and all that smoke came which way?
Yep.
Am I missing something here? Did we just get redosed with that dioxin from the East Coast to the Great Lakes? Did they just burn it all off the forest up there and send it all back this way? I'm just asking. Does that make sense?
Hard to say. Well, there's some speculation that might have occurred. I haven't heard of anybody going up there and testing it, other than the fact that they said that there was some sort of ash in the atmosphere, which created a haze in New York City. I got to assume the particulate matter had something in it. However, nobody bothered to test it and say, hey, you know what this is? Unless somebody did, and they're not telling us. I think the U.S.
Why wouldn't they put these fires out?
Yeah.
There were no fires. There's no fires out west. There were nobody out fighting fires. We could have doubled down and put that fire out in a week, probably. But instead, they let it all burn and covered the most populated areas in America. It's so nefarious anymore. You got to question everything.
You do. Well, yeah, and we do, and I appreciate your questioning it, because, you know, until people call up the show and bring that subject matter up like you did, nobody makes sense of anything. They just sit around and, okay, we'll just go on about our daily lives, and don't worry, the smoke will clear at some point, and we don't have to worry because it's not in our backyard. You know, see, that's the way that a lot of Americans are looking at this thing, and most of them are not awake like we are. So appreciate your input there this morning, Tim. Moving on to the boycotts. Not only is Bud Light continuing to take it on the chin, and I mean in a serious way, Mattel, that's another problem. They're getting hit. Anywhere that, you know, Target, Kohl's, North Face, should we keep going? I mean, Target has agreed to drop Mark Levin's book, The Democrat Party Hates America, for fear of offending Democrats who shop there. Well, maybe if they carried the book, the Democrats might read it and actually go, huh, that makes sense. So, you know, and the more that Bud Light and their chief executive, their former chief executive of Anheuser-Busch's U.S. division warned that Bud Light's going to continue to see declines if it avoids the controversy surrounding its decision to promote Dylan Mulvaney. This chasm, according to former Anheuser-Busch president Anson Frerichs, you know, you cannot continue to come out with weak statements or, you know, little these platitudes expecting America to come around. You know, you can't put a pro football player on the beer can now and expect everybody to rally around it. It's just not going to happen. Pandora's box has been opened. Ben and Jerry's is facing a boycott now after calling on the United States to commit to returning stolen indigenous land in its 4th of July message. Yep. Ben and Jerry's put out a Twitter post reading, "The U.S. was founded on stolen indigenous land. This 4th of July, let's commit to returning it." In the caption, the company added, "It's high time we recognize that the U.S. exists on stolen indigenous land and commit to returning it." Hope you just got that. Why does a business have to stick its nose into wokeness? You know the old saying, go woke, go broke. Disney has been dealt another major blow. Their stock was downgraded by investment company KeyBank Capital Markets over fears of stalled growth due to lower attendance at Disney World and Disneyland theme parks and lower streaming viewership. Go woke, go broke. Yeah. That's the craziness of the economy, folks. You see, people now have a choice to make. If you want to say no, like Smithfield and pork products owned by China, if you want to say no to this nonsense and put them all in the hole, these 200 companies out there that may be injecting illegal chemicals into their pork and you're eating them, don't buy it. Boycott Smithfield. I do. That's up to you. It's your choice. You want to go ahead and buy poison meat? You go right ahead. That's the allegations being made. The appearance of anything like that would have me pausing. I use the word appearance because, you know, it's alleged that they're poisoning the meat. Oh, I mean, not like to liking that. Yeah. Yeah. Well, like I said, you take your chance. Zuckerberg, by the way, you know him. Yeah, he's got this new program out called Threads. Yeah, he's going to suck up all your data when you join that app. Maybe you don't want to do that. Power Hour J coming on the show after the top of the hour break here. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregano Resp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria.
Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.